An independent investigator has found evidence that Governor Sarah Palin may have violated ethics laws by accepting private donations to pay her legal debts. The report, obtained by the Associated Press, says Palin is securing unwarranted benefits and receiving improper gifts through the Alaska Fund Trust. Anchorage attorney Thomas Daniel investigated the issue for the State Personnel Board. In his July 14th report, he writes there is probable cause to believe Palin used or attempted to use her official position for personal gain. He says an ordinary citizen facing legal charges is not likely to be able to generate donations to a legal defense fund, but in contrast, Governor Palin is able to generate such donations because of the fact that she is a public official and a public figure. He also says the state should consider coming up with an ethics provision that allows for legal expense funds like those that govern members of Congress. The ethics complaint was filed by Eagle River resident Kim Chatman shortly after the fund was created in April, alleging Palin was misusing her official position and accepting improper gifts. The practical effect of the ruling on Palin will be mostly financial. The report recommends that Palin refuse to accept payment from the defense fund and that the complaint be resolved without a formal hearing before the Alaska Personnel Board. The fund was established to help Palin pay off debts stemming from multiple ethics complaints against her, most of which have been dismissed. Palin says she owes more than $500,000 in legal fees, and she cited the mounting toll of the ethics probes as one of the reasons she is leaving office. Alaska Fund trustee Kristen Cole says the fund was thoroughly vetted by numerous attorneys from Alaska to the East Coast. The State Department of Law will not confirm the report exists, and a spokesman says if it has been released, it is a violation of the law.